我大家都知道，我们在还在新冠疫情当中。
And we know that we are in a pandemic situation.
所以呢，时不时会听到有弟兄姐妹、有家庭呢感染新冠。
And from time to time, we heard that people were diagnosed positive.
但这个还不是最困难的。
So this is not the most difficult.
那最困难的事情就是，当我们弟兄姐妹哈、啊、在中国大陆的父母家人身患绝症，但他们却不能返回中国尽孝的时候，这样的痛苦是难以想象的。
The most difficult time, I think, is when the parents, when our parents back in China, if they are passing away, and because of the situation, we cannot join them, and this is the most difficult situation for us.
但是呢，在这过程当中，我们看到那神将我们带到不同的挑战和患难当中。
But we also see that God brings this in various of difficulties and the challenges.
但是在这些困难和挑战当中呢，我们也见证了很多弟兄姐妹呢，同时在这些生命当中黑暗的时候呢，也见证了神的恩典和看到了神所带来的这样一个光明。
Through these difficulties and challenges, we also see that lots of brothers and sisters have overcome and witnessed God's grace.
那我们都常常讲，这个家家呢都有一本难念的经。虽然我并不认识在这边，MMCC 的每一个家庭、每一位弟兄姐妹，但是我知道呢，我们每一个家庭都有自己难念的一本经啊。
I say the same, every family has its own problem. And I'm sure that each of one is indeed having different kind of situations. But and we are seeing the God's grace.
当我们在患难、在苦难当中的时候，我们会很自然的去思考，哎，到底我是不是做错了什么？为什么我会在这样或者那样的患难或者苦难当中？
When we face such situations, naturally we ask, are we doing anything wrong that we encounter this situation?
那我觉得比较困难的事情就是，当我们因着顺服神啊，因着顺服神，然后呢进入苦难的时候呢，我们就会充满很多的困惑。
Especially when we are obedient to God, we still see this, so we are puzzled.
那今天呢，我们要分享的这个信息呢，讲述的是关于主耶稣基督啊，然后他呢带领自己的十二位门徒呢进入风浪当中。那主耶稣的这十二位门徒呢，因着顺服神，因着顺服，但是顺服他们的主，然后耶稣，然后呢进入到加利利海，进入到这场甚至危及他们生命的风浪当中。
Today the passage.We can see that Jesus bring these his 12 disciples into this time of difficulty, and they are just as obedient, but still they face the difficulties and how they trust the Lord by through this difficulty.
那门徒们因着顺服进入到这苦难当中，那神要为什么要将门徒们进入这个带领进入苦难当中呢？那神要在门徒们是人生的这个风浪当中要成就什么呢？
We know that these disciples are obedient, and we cannot help but asking God why He's bringing these difficulties in with these disciples, and what God wants to accomplish with this kind of trials.
那今天呢，我们会接着这段经文来思考。
And we'll ponder over the passage we just read.
Yeah, 就像这个PPT 上所大家看到的主旨一样，神有时候会带领我们进入人生凶险的风浪 当中、啊、让我们更深的去经历它，并且去认识它。
So the main thing is God sometimes lead us into the dangerous storm of life so that we come to a deeper experience and know Him.
好，我们做一个祷告。
So、let's pray.
好，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Oh dear Father, we thank you.
你在我们的人生当中坐着为王。
And you are sitting on the throne to become king.
你的意念高过我们的意念，你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your thoughts are above our heart, and your way is above our way.
你赐给我们祝福，你也将灾祸，就像约伯所讲的。
You give us blessing, and also you let us into difficulties.
但是在患难当中，神也有你的美意。
But through trial and tribulation, you have your own kindness.
也求神借着我们的经文，借着你给我们的经文来学习这个功课。
May we learn this lesson by studying your scripture today.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
那这段经文呢是很短，从这个马可福音的四章三十五节到四十一节哈，就六节经文。在这段经文当中呢，我想我们需要了解一下这个经文的一些背景。
There's only six passages of this. We want to introduce some geographical background.
大家在座的有没有弟兄姐妹去过以色列，去过加利利海？
None of us who has ever been to the Sea of Galilee or the Israel areas.
天堂弟兄有没有去过？OK， 这段经文呢发生在加利利海上。那加利利海呢四周啊，你要看这个地图的话，会发现呢，南边呢就四周除了南边，那都是什么？都是高山。所以这个地形呢，就像一个缺了一个口子的碗一样。
Okay, so this story happened in the Sea of Galilee, and we know that the Sea of Galilee is surrounded by the mountains, so except one side. So it's just the shape of this is like a big ball.
Yeah, 所以这个加利利海或者加利利湖，因为这个水的这个怎么讲呢？这个 body of water， 这个水体的这个面积不大，所以这个加利利湖呢，它是在底下。然后呢，它的四周呢，三面呢就是都是山。那从这样的一个地理的这样一个架构啊结构，大家可以想象，这个在夏天的时候呢，这个水啊要是比较温暖哈，日光的这个照射比较温暖，那山上的这个温度又比较低。
Okay, you can think about this. The Lake of Galilee is at the bottom of the bowl, and the area is surrounded by the mountains. And the temperature on the surface of the water is warm, while the air in the mountains are cool. So this will have some impact.
所以大家可以想象，如果下面。对这个湖面空气比较暖，那山上空气比较冷，那这个时候会发生什么样的一个情况？冷和热。
There's a warm air and also cold air.
大家觉得会发生什么呢？
And you know what happens?
这空气会对流哈。
So the air convection will happen.
这暖空气会往上走，那低空气呢往下。
So the cold air will flow down, and the warm cold air will flow up.
就会刮大风啊。
And then it will be causing strong wind.
我以前对我来美国之前呢，我是生活在北京。
I was living in Beijing before I come to the States.
就是我在北京的时候坐飞机啊，去其他地方，我发现一个有意思的现象，就是我要去广州哈，就南边的一些城市，我发现这个飞机啊，常常是。一般好像先往北飞，然后呢再掉个头，然后再往南走。
I used to travel taking off from the Beijing airport, and I find an interesting phenomenon that sometimes I fly to the south, like Guangzhou, and I find the airplane actually first flew to north a little bit, then.Turn around and fly to south.
大家知道为什么吗
？You know why?
我就想这个北边啊，就是有很多山哈。
Because there's a mountain on the north side.
我想这个飞机啊，它之所以它朝北先飞，然后再掉头呢，是因为啊，这个飞机啊，它可以逆风。
That's because there's cold air in the north. So the plane flies. It's actually it's in the what tailwind.
所以它的这个可以逆风爬行的速度很快。
So that it just flow to the opposite of the wind. So then you can the air lift the plane high up.
对啊，所以你那个，如果我们有弟兄姐妹有朋友去坐飞机，我一般不要讲这个一路顺风了，为什么呢
？So when friends say goodbye to some people traveling, we don't say that it go with a good downwind.
因为你讲一路顺风的话，我要这飞机飞得不稳，逆风啊，这飞机才飞得稳。
Because if you're flying downwind, the plane is not stable.
我以前也不太清楚，所以我就讲一路顺风，就会被别人纠正。
So because of that, I was corrected by saying that you don't say a good downwind.
那我们再一次回到这个加利利海啊，那这个时候呢，我们就刚才听到啊，这个地理的这样一个背景，所以我们想这个加利利湖面啊，它从中午12点到傍晚。这个时候呢，山上和湖面的温差呢是很大的，很容易刮大风，而且这个大风呢，往往是出其不意的。
Let's go back to the Sea of Galilee, because the area is surrounded by three sides of mountains, and the temperature on the lake from 12 to midnight, and also in the air has a big difference.And this caused the wind easily blowing, and it normally this is very unexpected.
Yeah, 那个我想问大家一个问题啊，在这个十二个门徒里面，大家想想看，这个十二个门徒里面，这个怎么讲呢？就是我们看这十二个门徒的职业，大家觉得这个十二个门徒里面，这个最普遍的这个工作，就是这个门徒最普遍的。这个工作职业是什么呢？
You may be familiar with all the disciples. And what do you think the most common profession these disciples are?
大家觉得是什么？啊 ？Fisherman 是渔夫啊。
打鱼的。
对啊，渔夫对这个加利利湖啊，这加利利海是非常了解的。什么时候出去打鱼是最安全的？对他们来讲是非常清楚的。
The fishermen are very experienced in the area, so they know what time, what period would be danger, what period would be safe.
就好像在明州去钓鱼，因为我也喜欢钓鱼嘛，是吧？你什么时候去钓鱼，然后呢，在哪里钓鱼，都很讲究的，对吧？你要出现在错误的地点、错误的时间，往往就是什么？
It's just like we fishing in Minnesota, which I like very much. So we need to know.When and where is the best?
往往就会空手而归啊。
Otherwise, you will come home empty-handed.
那我们回到这个经文当中，我们看到，首先来看这个风浪前的顺服啊。
Let's first see the obedience before the storm.
我们看到这个经文讲到这个当那天晚上啊。
So it says on that day when evening had come.
这个意思，原文的意思就是在天黑之前。那这个时候呢，湖面仍然是。比较热，山上的温度啊已经很低了，所以这个时候呢是一个非常危险的这个出海或者这个捕鱼的这样一个时间段。
At that time, the lake it has a higher temperature and the cold temperature on the mountain, so it's a dangerous hour to sail out.
所以对于门徒们来讲，尤其是那些作为职业渔夫的门徒们来讲，他们是非常清楚加利利。海这样一个特性。
So the disciples who actually were who are fishermen, they know the situation pretty well.
那这个时候出海呢是非常容易遇到突如其来的风暴。
It's easy to see an unexpected storm with this hour.
我们看到这个，当然今天大家没有读到这个马可福音四章的一节到三十四节。你要读一节到三十四节，你会发现。在这段经文当中啊，耶稣和门徒们一天都在传道，一天呢都在服侍那些犹太人。
We did not read the first few passage from for chapter 4. Actually, this is a very busy day for Lord Jesus and all the disciples. They were preaching all the day to the Israelites.
所以门徒们这个时候很疲惫啊。
So it became a very tiring hour for Jesus and for the disciples.
看到天快黑了，然后呢，想想看，肚子也饿了，这个时候终于可以歇一歇了。
So now it's time. The sunset has come, and also they may be so they can relax now.
这个时候，主耶稣说什么？我们渡到那边去吧，我们出海，我们。把船然后呢行驶在加利利海上然后到加利利海的另一边去吧。
But what Jesus tell the disciples, let us go across to the other side.
那对于经验丰富的渔夫来讲这个时候出海本来就是什么就是有非常多的变数很有可能会遇到暴风浪。
And we know for these fishermen, they know the new situation, if they sail on the lake,at this hour, it can encounter unexpected storm.
这个时候呢，终于心情可以放松，身体可以休息的门徒，然后呢，听到主耶稣突如其来的这句话，一定是心里面，哎呦，不是滋味。
Okay, they were ready to get rest, but Jesus tell them to go across to the other side. You can imagine what they would think.
尤其我想大家，我问个大家一个问题：主耶稣的这个职业是什么？他有职业的，对吗？他的职业。他在传道之前的职业是什么
？You know what is the profession that Jesus has?
他是干哪一 ？Carpenter， 他是木匠。对，他是木匠。所以大家可以想象啊，这个木匠对一群渔夫来讲，这个时候我们要出海了。
So sailing for a carpenter is not familiar to him as these fishermen.
这个时候门徒们其实他们对主耶稣基督的身份还不是非常的了解他们还没有真正的认识到主耶稣是神。
At this moment, the disciples may not know the true identity of Jesus, that he's God.
那对于门徒们来讲主耶稣并不是渔夫他不一定了解加利利海的这样一个情况那作为一个外行会知道航海的知识吗
So for these disciples,And Jesus is not experienced a fisherman. So as outside, does he know the situation well?
所以他们这个时候要做一个艰难的决定啊。
So they are facing a difficult decision.
他们知道，渔夫们知道这个时候出海。
And by their own experience, they know the time they sail.
不是一个明智的决定。
It's not wise decision.
那主耶稣仍然说什么？我们渡到那边去吧。
But Jesus is asking them to go across to the other side.
所以他们要做一个艰难的决定，要不要听主耶稣的话，要不要顺服耶稣。
So they are facing a situation. Should they go across the other side, or should they obey Jesus' command?
我弟兄姐妹们，大家有没有经历过这样的事情？大家有没有遇到过，或者曾经碰到过这样的疑虑？
Oh, brothers and sisters, have you ever encountered this kind of situation?
那当主耶稣呢带领我们要进入一个我们认为的这样一个困境的时候，那我们愿不愿意去顺服他呢
？Are we willing to be obedient if Jesus bring us into a difficult situation?
那我们西区教会之前怎么讲呢？就是弟兄姐妹，就是我们的。执事，我们的这个理事会，在2020年的时候呢，当时大家都有这样的一个感动吧，就是我们要开始从教会啊，在教会开始这个怎么讲呢？就是做这个网络的这个敬拜和直播。
Okay, so in back in the year 2020, and our deacon board decided to start the online worship.
那个时候是2020年的9月份。
That was September 2020.
因为我们看到这个疫情，我们看到这个在网络的线上的这样的一个，因为当时我在家里面做这个网络直播，对弟兄姐妹产生的一些影响。
I can see the impact when we started online services.
在2021年的这个夏天呢，我们后来这个 大家都有这样的一个感动，从神来的领受呢，从六月份开始呢，有一部分弟兄姐妹，然后呢，邀请他们回到教会啊，开始这个聚会。
In the year of 2021, in June, that some brothers and sisters was moved by Holy Spirit, so we decide to start to online onsite worship.
虽然知道这个决定是很有挑战和困难的，因为当时呢，疫情仍然是非常的凶险。
We know the decision was difficult and also very challenging because the pandemic situation was still severe at that time.
但是由于这是我们弟兄姐妹共同的一个感动和领受，所以我们就选择了顺服这样的一个感动。
But we know that it's the common sense that we are moved by the Spirit, so we still decide to come outside.
但是七月份的时候呢，我们青少年就一群青少年参加这个营会，回来之后呢，一堆人感染新冠。
Then we in July.So the youth get a summer retreat after the retreat, and a lot of people get infected.
但是对我们教会，很多家庭呢都产生了不小的影响。
And that's a deep impact on many of the families.
那所以我们当时也当然会有这样的疑惑。
And then we got confused.
当我们顺服神的时候去做顺服神的这样的一个决定，但是呢，却遇到了前所未有的困境。
And we were obedient, and we were obedient to follow God's decision. But then we encountered this difficult time.
所以这个就这个时候就会问神，哎，为什么这样的事情会发生呢
？And we cannot help to ask God why this happens.
那我想，对于这十二个门徒来讲，他们听到主耶稣基督的命令，他们选择了顺服。虽然他们想有可能会遇到风浪，然后呢，他们仍然毅然决然的。选择了进入到这个船里面，然后呢，和主耶稣基督一起驶离这个加利利海的岸边。
So we see that these 12 disciples, although they know that sailing to the sea may have problems, are facing possible storm, but they decide to follow what Jesus.
然后他们就开始他们一生难忘的一次加利利海的旅行。
And then they started their unforgettable journey.
那路加福音八章二十三节告诉我们，这个路加告诉我们，当时在湖面上有微风，那船可以靠着风力前行，所以对于这渔夫们来讲，这个时候在加利利海的航行是一个非常惬意和完美的状态。
In Luke chapter 8, verse 23, Dr. Luke tells us there was actually a breeze on the lake.And the boat can move on the wind. So this is a very nice situation.
这个时候，疲惫的主耶稣基督已经在船的尾部睡着了。为什么呢？因为他讲了一天的道，所以门徒们也累，主耶稣基督更累。所以这个主耶稣呢，在这个时候安稳的睡着了。
At that time, Jesus already fell asleep on the stern, and the disciples were tired, and so was Jesus.
我们看完了这个风浪前的顺服之后呢，现在我们一起来看风浪中的胆怯。
After we see the obedience before the storm, now let's see the fear in the storm.
我大家可以想象，这个时候门徒们惬意的在享受着这个微风，他们有可能在聊着这一天发生过的一文趣事，分享着他们的心得和收获。
We know that the discipleship at this moment is enjoying the breeze. They may, they were chatting or sharing what they have gained in the day.
他们离加利利海的这个对岸大概有六英里远，这是一个难得的休息的时光。
That was 6 miles away from the destination, and this is a rare resting time.
那主耶稣已经黯然的睡着了，那门徒们。坐在船上，然后呢，背对着他们是朝东走的，所以他们背对着这个西边的夕阳，柔和的夕阳呢，这个时候就披洒在加利利湖的水面上面，非常的美丽。这个时候呢，湖水在微风之下也是泛起了涟漪，没有一丝一毫危险的这个兆头。
And we know that the Lord Jesus is already asleep, and because the boat is traveling eastward. The disciples is having their backs to the sunset, And there was the soft sunlight reflecting on the water, and it's a beautiful scene. That there was no sign of danger.
这时候我就想到一些电影，尤其是一些悬疑电影啊，那个一般让人吓人的镜头之前都会给一些非常平静、非常安逸、安详，让你根本丝毫提不起警惕的一些镜头。
That reminds me when I see some of the movies. Before a storm, a sudden unexpected experience, it's always a time of calm and quiet.
那所以危险和恐怖啊，往往是出现在人们最放松警惕的时候。
The terrifying things always appear when people are most relaxed, challenging the audience fragile nerves.
对，所以三十七节你看，忽然、突然，门徒们完全没有意料到，但他们知道，这个时候是一个充满变数的一个时间，很有可能会有风暴，但是他们已经事先航行了一段距离，然后呢风平浪静，但是现在呢突然在加利利海的海边上呢刮起了暴风。
So we see verse 37. A storm suddenly appeared in the Sea of Galilee. So we know that these disciples was enjoying the breeze and they were relaxed when suddenly this happened.
那在希腊语里面这个词这个暴风呢通常可以来形容飓风或者龙卷风，所以大家可以想到这个风的强度，这风的等级。
Usually in Greek, the storm means a hurricane or tornado, so you can imagine how strong the wind would be.
所以我们刚才想象的那样一个夕阳西下，门徒们惬意的坐在船上来享受安详，享受这个微风的时刻，马上被这一阵狂风改变了。这个时候突然乌云密布，天昏地暗。
So you can compare the different scenes that they were enjoying, the situation, the quiet situation. Now suddenly, everything changed.
所以平静泛起涟漪的湖面，这个时候突然像什么？像这个煮沸的热水一样，不断的在扑腾。
So the water is like you boiling, in the pot, and it was up and side down.
所以小渔船啊，这个时候在这狂风当中被蹂躏，在狂风当中被肆意的摆布。那门徒们这个时候会像饺子一样掉下去吗
？So the small fishing boat is at the mercy of gusts of wind. Will these disciples fell off the boat like dumplings in a pot?
所以我们可以看到在这个经文当中啊，三十七节就讲到波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
And we know that the water, the wave actually come into the ship, and it's almost filled the ship.
哦，所以你想，这个时候转瞬之间啊，这个海水啊就要填满渔船。
So the water is almost filling up the boat.
这个海水就像拳头一样，一次一次砸在这个船上。那面对这样突如其来的灾难，就算经验丰富的渔夫也知道靠着自己的力量，这个时候没有任何生存的可能性。
So even the most experienced fishermen know this is a dangerous situation. It's not possible for them to survive with their own effort.
那这个时候门徒们在做什么呢
？So then, what the disciples would do?
在其他经文当中就讲到这个门徒们在什么，在不断的将水舀出去。
They were trying to to scoop the water out of the boat.
但是呢，当然是于事无补的。所以他们这个时候想到，在船头，在这个风浪当中依然安详睡觉的主耶稣。
It didn't help. So they asked Lord Jesus for sleeping.
所以大家可以想象，这个时候门徒们看到，他们都急得。不可开交，这个时候都急得真的是不知所措的时候，当他们把头慢慢的转过去看到船尾，他们居然发现耶稣呢在安详的睡觉，这个时候他们的心情会是怎么样
？What do you think that when they were worried about the situation, and then they turned their eyes on Jesus, and they find him sleeping on the back of the boat?
那门徒们肯定会很吃惊，这个时候主耶稣竟然可以安稳的睡着。
They must be very surprised Lord Jesus is sleeping very peacefully.
就是你想想当这个水都已经快把这个船灌满的时候，他主耶稣是不是在飘在水里？我也不知道，但是就可以想象这样一个场景啊。
It could be that Jesus may floating over the water because the situation.
哎，门徒们也顾不及这个打扰这个老师的清修了。这个时候，大家看到什么？他们就大声的叫醒，要把这个主耶稣基督叫醒。所以大家可以想象，这个时候啊，风雨交加的声音，这海水这个捶打小船的声音，再夹杂着门徒们喊耶稣救命的声音，非常的混乱 ，very messy。
So must be a very messy situation. So they cried and speak to Jesus loudly.
那门徒们叫醒了主耶稣基督，然后对他大声的说道：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗
？”Peter, okay, do you not care that we are perishing?
我马上就要死了，水马上就要淹满这个船，然后将我们无情的吞噬在这个海水当中了。难道你？不管不顾吗
？We are about to die, and you don't you care?
难道你不顾我们的死活吗
？And you don't care our death?
那门徒们在这样一个嘶吼着。
So these disciples was crying to Jesus.
心思力竭的向主耶稣基督大喊着。
They speak him loudly with this desperate song.
反问主耶稣：“你难道不在乎我们的死活吗？”
Don't you care about our life and death?
我主弟兄姐妹们，你们在我们在这个困境当中，我们在人生的低谷当中，我们在我们死因的幽谷当中，你有没有向主耶稣基督讲过这样的话呢
？If you are facing the low point of your life and you facing this dangerous situation, have you ever speak to Jesus in the same way?
当你身体在经历病痛的时候。当你看病无门、求药无方的时候
，When your marriage is falling apart, and when you are feeling sick and you could not find any help，
当你的婚姻在经历分崩离析的时候，当你尝试许许多多的方法，不断在努力却毫无进展的时候
，When you are trying to find solution but you could not get anywhere。
那你有没有向主耶稣基督发出这样的嘶吼呢？发出这样从心底发出的这样的一个呼求呢
？Have you ever cried to Lord Jesus in such a way？
主啊，你难道不在乎吗
？Oh Lord, don't you care？
主啊，我的婚姻都已经快要分崩离析的离析了，难道你不在乎吗
？My marriage is falling apart. You are not care？
我身体疼痛已经无法忍受了，难道你不在乎吗？
And I was pain in my body, and I cannot bear anymore. Don't you care?
那弟兄姐妹们，主他在乎吗
？Oh, brothers and sisters, does our Lord care?
那我想，圣经告诉我们主在乎。
I know the Bible tells He does care.
而且我从我的经历当中去思考这个问题的时候，我也知道神他在乎。
And I know through my own experience that Jesus does care.
他在乎我们，他甚至愿意我们的罪死在十字架上，他甚至愿意我们舍命，他在乎我们。
He cares even to the that he died on the cross for our sins.
他在乎我们分崩离析的婚姻，他在乎我们承受着无比疼痛的身体和病痛。
And he cares that he suffered tremendously on the cross.
但是他爱我们的方式，往往是。
The way that he loved us.
往往是借着试炼与风浪
，exactly by through the storm，
因为神有一个更好的计划，一个更美的计划
，because God has a much better plan for us。
而这个更好更美的计划，却要我们去经历风浪的时候，才可以明白，才可以认识。
And we can only experience the better plan by throughing this storm。
那这样的一个计划。和神的这样一个知识，我们是需要通过信心才可以领受。
We can only get this by faith, when we come through this difficult time or storm.
那我们看到门徒们现在在这个时候呢，向主耶稣基督大声的去呼救。
Now we see the crying from the disciples.
那门徒们正在经历这样的试炼。
And the disciples was experiencing the trials now.
我问大家一个问题，大家有没有吃过？大家喜不喜欢吃鳕鱼啊 ？Codfish.
Let me ask you a question. Do everybody like eat codfish?
我是挺喜欢吃这个鳕鱼的。
I like eating codfish.
那肉质我觉得非常的有嚼劲呀。
It's good tasty.
那个鳕鱼并不是哪里都有啊。
And you don't see cod everywhere.
那美国东北部呢是生产鳕鱼的。
In the east, the northeast side of U.S., there's place you can see codfish.
那对我们住在明尼苏达的居民来讲呢，这要把鳕鱼啊从这个东北部海边运过来，是一段很长的路程。
So if we are living in Minnesota, it takes a long travel distance to ship the cod to the place.
所以鳕鱼产业在若干年之前就遇到这样一个困难。什么困难呢？就是如果把这个鳕鱼冷冻了，然后呢从这个东岸送过来，那这个时候肉质就没有那么鲜美了。
So actually, there was a big problem for the cod business. So how do you transport the cod and to a long distance so that you still ensure that the quality of the cod is delicious?
那如果这个鳕鱼不放在就不被冷冻运送过来，而是放在这个大型的鱼缸里面，然后呢，这样的方式运送过来之后，那鳕鱼公司会发现这个时候鳕鱼的肉质太软了，也不好吃。
There's a way you can actually put the live cod into a fish tank, but using the fish tank, the meat of the cod would be too soft. It's not very tasty.
那怎样可以把鳕鱼啊从这个东岸运过来，依然保证鳕鱼的肉质鲜美而且有嚼劲呢？这鳕鱼公司就发，他们这个运输公司呢，他们就发现了一个非常巧妙的方法。
So it became a challenging problem for the cod industry, and finally they come out with a very smart solution.
他们把那个鲶鱼和鳕鱼放在一个鱼缸里面。
So they put the catfish and the cod in the same tank.
然后呢，这个鳕鱼经过上千里的这个运送之后啊，仍然是肉质鲜美。
And cod, even though they travel a thousand of miles, and the meat is still fresh and delicious.
那大家知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
如果这个鱼缸里没有鲶鱼，只有鳕鱼的话，那鳕鱼养尊处优，然后呢，运送过来之后肉是很松垮，但里面有鲶鱼之后啊，这个鲶鱼会不断的追着这个鳕鱼在鱼缸里面到处跑。
The situation is if you don't have catfish, the cod was very relaxed. So we know the situation that it becomes soft and not tasty. But with this catfish chasing these cods, the cod maintains vitality and grows momentum.
那这个这样的鳕鱼呢，既可以保持活力，保持这个成长的动力。然后它的这个什么，它的这个肉质仍然可以保持鲜美有嚼劲。
So by maintaining this vitality and also this momentum, so the meat can be soft and not soft and tasty.
所以在我们的生命当中呢，那我们也需要鲶鱼。对于神来讲，他知道我们的生命要保持对神的信心，我们的这个属灵的生命要保持这样一个旺盛，那我们也需要我们生命当中的鲶鱼。
So in our lives, in order to keep our life to be fresh, and we also need the catfish in our life.
那我们的鲶鱼是什么呢
？What is the catfish in our life?
那就是试炼与苦难。
That is trial and tribulation.
我们都不喜欢试炼与苦难。
We don't like trial and tribulation.
但我们都经历过试炼与苦难。
But we all experience.
那我们应该怎样看待试炼与苦难
？How should we view the trials and tribulation?
那佛教告诉我们，试炼和苦难是因为我们以前这个种的因，所以这苦难是现在结的果。
The Buddhism tells us that the trials or our difficulty is the root cause is because we had something bad in the last the previous life.
那道教告诉我们，这苦难是一种宿命，我们必须要咬着牙去忍受，咬着牙去接受。
And Taoism teaches us this is what we rely on, we must strive to bear this.
那我们应该怎样去看待我们生命当中的苦难呢？
But as Christians, how should we view the trials and tribulations?
那圣经告诉我们，苦难呢是神给我们生命当中的祝福。
Bible tells us actually trials and tribulations is the blessing that God gives us.
因为神用一种不一样的价值观，他看我们，他知道什么对我们来讲是珍贵的，什么对我们来讲是重要的，什么对我们来讲呢是有永恒的价值和意义的。
Because God has a different view of value, He knows what is best for us, and He knows what's valuable for our life.
那比起我们在这个地上去享受安逸的几十年，对于神来讲，那我们在永恒里面的这样一个祝福，在永恒里面的财富，在永恒里面的这个得着，才是更加的有意义。
I compare what we enjoy a comfortable life, the eternal value is more important.
所以他借着我们人生当中的苦难，就好像我们看到门徒们去跟随，凭着顺服去跟随耶稣的时候，他们去经历苦难的时候呢，神要让他们更深的去认识他自己。
The God wants us to know Him deeper by through this difficult time.
所以这个时候我们可以看到，在39节，那耶稣呢？被吵醒了。
So we know that verse 39, Jesus was awake.
然后呢，他醒了之后就斥责风，然后向海说：“住了吧，罢了吧。”风就止了，大大的平静。
And he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace and be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm.
我像这些经文我们读的时候呢，很难去想象到当时的那样一个画面。我真希望这些经文可以像这个电视电影的镜头一样，我们看到当时究竟发生了什么。
It's hard to imagine the situation, but I wish that we have a movie showing the what really happened.
但根据这个希腊文呢，这段话的意思就是，当主耶稣讲了这两个字之后啊，就住了吧，静了吧之后呢，这个海水啊，这个湖面马上立刻安静了下来，没有任何的转折，没有任何。这个风慢慢的减缓，那这个海浪慢慢的平静的过程，马上一下子风就停了，马上一下子立刻这个浪就止住了，那这个翻腾的湖面呢，现在马上变得像一面镜子一样平静。
The situation, the Greek word described that in this situation there was no gradually the wind was stopping.And there's actually a sudden step that the water become as flat as a mirror.
Yeah, 所以我们可以想象在船上的十二个门徒看着他们眼前发生的一切，个个都目瞪口呆。
So the disciples must be astonished when they see all this happen.
我们看一下第四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
那四十节到四十一节呢？主耶稣对他们说。为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕。
Verse 40, Jesus said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear.
我们看呢，那当门徒们在经历这个风浪的时候，在经历他们的生命受到极大的威胁，将要甚至死亡的时候，他们心里面充满了。无比巨大的胆怯和害怕。
We can see that these disciples was having a great fear when they experienced the danger, experienced the difficult time.
但他们看到这个风浪，在主耶稣基督的这个命令和斥责之下，马上平静的时候，他们心里面之前的这个胆怯和惧怕都没有。
When they see the sudden change of the situation.The water, the wave is gone, and the lake was quiet, and this miraculous situation makes them that their fear is gone.
他们现在心里没有胆怯了，没有对风浪的胆怯了，他们心里面有了什么更大的惧怕。
But they have great fear. They don't have the fear they had before.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is like that?
那他们心里面为什么会有更大的惧怕？他们惧怕什么呢？
What they are fearful?
大家想他们现在惧怕什么？
What do you think? What they are fearful?
Yeah, 在这个希腊语里面，这个惧怕 一个动词，一个名词，这个惧怕这个词根出现两次，所以中文里面翻译就是大大的惧怕。
There was two word fear, one for verb with the s for noun, and then here we use the great fear.
那他们现在他们惧怕什么呢
？What they are fearful?
他们发现，哇哦，这个风浪有什么可怕的？我船里面坐了一个人，然后一句话，这个再猖狂、再肆虐的狂风，然后再令人恐惧的大浪，马上都顺服，乖乖的平静了下来。
They said that there's nothing to be afraid of. Here's a man, who was by his only one word, that then the great storm has ceased.
所以他们现在惧怕的已经不再是这个狂风暴雨了。
So what their fear is no longer the storm.
他们心里面的惧怕，对狂风暴雨的惧怕，已经被对神的敬畏完全的取代了。
And the fear for the storm is replaced completely by the fear to the Lord.
那所以我这个信息的题目就是什么？驱走、驱赶这个惧怕的敬畏。
That's why today's sermon title is called The Fear That Drive the Fear Away.
那我想这个故事呢这段经文呢对我们来讲是非常重要的。我圣经里每一段经文对我们都很重要，但尤其是这段经文在现在我们的这样一个生活，在我们所处的这个时代当中是非常重要的。
I think this passage is very important in our life.
因为我们所生活的这样一个时代，不仅仅我们要面对疫情，面对疫情所带来的病痛，我们也面对很多的各种各样的困难。我今天去来之前我去加油，我一看现在油价这个87号油价一个加仑多少钱？啊，大家有印象吗？大家知道吗？现在这个 87这个啊。对，我今天去加油，我在那个 Quick Trip 加油，哦，4.79块，我还记得我两个月之前，我看应该是3月份，对，就是那个俄罗斯入侵乌克兰之前，那时候3块多一点，我就想吧，应该不会超过4块吧，我想这个再离谱，应该不会这个超过4块这个天花板啊，
So now we're facing all kinds of difficulties, and we know that it's not only the pandemic, situation worse, suffering in the hospital. Actually, there's something more difficult, like the price I've seen in the first few weeks.Today, it was something like $4.80, but 2 months ago, before the war, 3 months ago, it was only something around
two. Yeah, little over $3, yeah.
Yeah.
所以我觉得这个社会，我们现在生活的这样一个时代啊，真有很多很多让我们惧怕的事情。我们惧怕得新冠，我们惧怕得了新冠之后会患重病，会有后遗症。我们惧怕这个经济越来越坏，通货膨胀越来越大，我们口袋里面的钱越来越不值钱。
We have many things to fear. We fear that COVID will have a bad impact on our health, and we are fear of the economic recession and the higher inflation.
然后作为家长，那我也惧怕，我惧怕我孩子在学校里面学的是什么，我惧怕他们在这样一个非常所庆化的这样一个社会当中，他们去学很多与神与圣经相反的一些教导。
As a parent, I'm also fear what my children go to school. What will they learn? You know that situation now. There's various thoughts that is depart from God's teaching.
我前一段时间我又看一个什么新的病毒叫 Monkeypox。
There was
一种新的病毒，然后叫那个、叫猴痘是吧 ？Monkeypox。
The monkeypox is one of the newest
Yeah, virus.
Virus, yeah.
所以我就现在看新闻呢，真是让人心里面非常纠结。大大小小的标题不断的在向我们的心里面注入着惧怕。
So the society is reflecting every kind of fearing signs to us.
那在这样的惧怕当中，当你无法承受的时候，当你心里交瘁的时候，你会向神呼求，主耶稣基督啊，难道你不顾我们吗？
When we are worried about it, when we are desperate, are we crying to God? Don't you care?
所以我想，对于惧怕来讲呢，对于我们所面对的这个社会在不断向我们的心里面，我们脑子里面所注入的、灌入的这样惧怕来讲，这个面对惧怕唯一的解药啊，就是对神的敬畏。
So the only the solution when we are fearing in all kind of situation is to ask Lord's help.
当我们对神的敬畏将我们心中的惧怕驱走的时候，将我们对神的敬畏大大的超越我们对我们周围的各种各样的困难的惧怕的时候，那么这个时候呢，我们的心呢，才可以有真正的平安和喜乐。
When the fear of the Lord drives away the fears of the difficult situations, and we can have real peace in our heart.
就像门徒们所经历的，他们以为他们的环境，这个风和这个浪是他们最大的敌人，但是呢，当他们看到主耶稣基督的权柄和能力的时候，他们才真正的明白，在他们船里面，在他们身边的这一位是神，远远有超越一切我们环境所带给我们的困难和挑战。
For these disciples, the storm, the danger was the main factor for them to fear. But when they see what Jesus did, they realize what Jesus have is much more superior than the difficult the storm they're encountering.
Yeah, 所以主耶稣基督在圣经里面也讲，不要怕那个伤我们身体的，要怕那个既可以毁灭身体又可以毁灭灵魂的。但主耶稣神呢，他就是那一位既能毁灭身体肉身又能毁灭灵魂的。
That's why Jesus teach us not to fear those can kill our body, but also we should fear that it can be killing both body and also the spirit.
Yeah, 所以主耶稣基督呢，当年在渔船上面和门徒们同在，今天呢，主耶稣基督同样也和我们同在，也在我们的渔船上面。
So Jesus was with the disciples in the boat, and today he's also with us today.
同样，他借着这段经文也教导我们，我们应该对他对神的敬畏远远超过对我们环境的惧怕。
And today, actually, we should fear God more than we have the fear for the natural storm.
但是这样，正因为这些 storm, 正因为这些风浪，我们才可以明白主耶稣是神。正因为这些风浪、这些困难、这些挑战，我们才可以真正的认识到神是神。
Because of these storms, just by experience, God led us to in the storm, so we can know God more deeply.
而正因为有这样一些风浪，我们才可以看到我们心里面到底对什么惧怕，我们才可以看到我们心里面对神的小心，我们才可以看到神要我们成长的地方。
By looking this storms, we can examine ourselves. Are we having confidence? Are we faithful to the Lord? Are we have little faith, or are we relying on God?
我现在手里拿一个，想象我现在手里拿了一块干海绵。哦，不是干海绵，我手里拿了一块海绵。你怎么知道这海绵里面有水？你怎么知道这个海绵不是干的呢？
So suppose you have a sponge in your hand. How do you know that the sponge has water in it? How do you know that it's not dry?
大家知道吗？我手里有一个海绵，想象一下，一块很大的海绵，黄色的海绵。这个时候我怎么知道这个海绵里面有没有水呢？
So how do you tell that the sponge has water inside?
这是不是捏一下是吧？
So you can squeeze it.
我一捏我就知道这个海绵里面到底有什么。
So if you squeeze, you will find whether it's it has water inside.
所以主耶稣基督呢，允许我们，甚至带领我们进入试炼当中。那借着这样一个试炼，就好像他的这样一个大手，来紧紧的握着我们的心啊，我们的这个像海绵一样的心。当我们的生命被神来紧捏的时候，我们才知道我们的心里面有什么，我们才明白，我们才认识到我们生命的光景是怎么样的。
So Jesus allowed this trial and tribulation to be through our life, and it's like a sponge in our heart. But when he squeezes it, so we can experience God with our own experience.
我对门徒们来讲，当他们通过这样的一个风浪，通过这样一个试炼，他们看到自己的胆怯和小心的时候，他们这个胆怯被神的这个手啊，就像捏海绵一样捏出来、挤出来，然后他们这个心里面被对神的敬畏大大的填满。
By through this trial and storm situation, and these disciples know that they have little faith, so God squeezed their heart, so the fear is replaced by the fears to the Lord.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹们，神呢？有时候会带领我们，带领你进入到你的生命的这个风浪当中。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that God sometimes leads us to trials and tribulations.
不是因为他不顾我们，不是因为他不在乎我们。
Not because he does not care.
而是因为他爱我们。
But because he loves us.
他知道我们心里面所充斥的。
And he knows what our hearts is having.
不管是小心，是惧怕，是担忧。或者其他的不属神的意念，
whether it's little faith or we worry or anything that is not trusting，
他要通过让我们经历这样一个试炼，经历困难，然后再经历他的能力。
He wants us through this trial and tribulation. He wants us to experience the great power，
让我们心里面对我们周遭环境的惧怕被对他的敬畏所占据，我们在我们的这样一个困难和这个苦难当中，深信我们可以经历神的恩典，可以经历神的能力。
So that fear of the storm will turn into a fear of the Lord, so we can experience more grace from the Lord.
我在那个去年的时候，去年的年初吧，然后得了一场大病。
Last year, in the beginning of last year, I had a critical ill.
对，我那个平时身体都是挺健康的。
I was healthy all the time.
然后连感冒都很少得。
And I seldom had even a cold.
但是去年2021年的一月份呢，那场大病就是突如其来。
But the sickness in January 2021 was unexpected.
甚至我当时就都感觉到自己好像命悬一线一样。
I was afraid that my life will be terminated at that time.
我还记得那个1月2号的时候，那个我就身就是身体啊，这个腿脚有些肿，所以我就去那个 urgent care.
So on January 2nd, I was committed into urgent care.
那个时候呢，去 urgent care 之后，那个护士给我做了一些测试。
And there was testings by the nurses.
没有找到什么发现一些问题，但是他觉得这个问题不是很大。
They didn't really find some minor problem was found, but they didn't tell me that more serious problem.
但是呢，就一两天之后我就走不了路了。
But I could not walk after 2 days.
那2021年年初那个时候，那个新冠还是很厉害，所以当时这个医院是爆满。
And you know that the pandemic situation in 2021 was still serious.And the hospital was full.
那个时候，那我心里面就非常的恐惧。
And I was really fearful.
你想，你身体一身的病，你急诊都进不去，你要排队排好多小时。
And I could not get a emergency treatment even with a situation like that.
然后呢，更何况你想约一个专科医生，要等好几个月。
And because even the urgency care was difficult, much as say I reserve a professional.
所以那个时候谁都觉得我不可能 很快可以约到一个医生帮我来这个治这个病。那个时候就是大家都，甚至我自己都不认为我可以很快看到，就是能见到医生。
So nobody was expecting me seeing the doctor very soon.
所以那个时候呢，心里面充满了各种各样的惧怕和担忧。
So I was worrying and I was afraid.
那心里面就会像门徒们一样，向神来这样有呼喊。
And I was crying to the Lord just like these disciples.
但是那个。在大概1月2号吧，然后看完这个急诊之后，我看完这个 urgent care 之后呢，然后我就约到了这个一天之后的这个专科。
Thank the Lord that after the urgent care, I was I had a appointment with the professional.
Yeah, the specialist.
The specialist, sorry.
是没事，所以当时呢，对于我来讲就是非常的。心里面充满了敬畏，因为那个医生是很难约的。
I was fearful to the Lord because it was difficult for me to get this appointment.
当然，这个其实见证我和我教会的一些弟兄姐妹分享，我是挺长的。但是在这过程当中，真是看到了神出人意料的这样一个供应。
And I can see God provide me unexpected provisions.
Yeah, 所以在这过程当中啊，就经历到神的。这样一个能力。
In this process, I experienced a great power from God.
所以经过这样的一个试炼之后，真是心里面的这个惧怕，对这个病情的惧怕，就被对神的敬畏所代替。
So really, my fear to the situation was replaced by the fear to the Lord after this tribulation.
我想，所以现在对于这个明州国语教会 MMCC 教会弟兄姐妹来讲。我也知道我们现在刚刚开始这个在现场的聚会。
So I know MCC just started the on-site worship.
我也相信大家心里面有各种各样的担忧。
And I believe we all have all various of kinds of worries.
但是我也相信大家你们在做这样一个决定啊，在和刘牧师和师母和教会的这个领袖来一起来做这个决定的时候是知道在现场聚会是神对大家的带领。
And I believe that for your church leaders to decide to worship on site is God's direction.
所以大家也在顺服神的这样一个带领。
So we should obey the leadings of God.
那不管我们心里面还有怎样的这个担忧
，whether we still have worries。
但是我相信在我们弟兄姐妹顺服神的这个带领的过程当中
But I believe by obeying God's leadership
当我们经历神借着我们弟兄姐妹愿意顺服进入到这样的一个可能会被新冠来影响的这样一个处境当中的时候当我们看到神呢如何来祝福我们的顺服神如何来兴旺我们的教会神如何来成长我们弟兄姐妹的信心以及增长我们教会的这个人数的时候我相信我们在这过程当中可以经历到我们的这个神是值得我们敬畏的神我们可以经历到这个神呢是可以驱走我们内心所有的不安和惧怕的神
Through the testing and the difficult times so we can all experience God's graceAnd God's protection and God's power, so we can have a deeper relationship and get the blessing from the Lord.
对，所以像门徒们一样，我们在经历一个充满未知的水域。
So just as the disciples, we are in the in unknown situation.
但是等待我们的，我也许会有一些风浪。
There may be storm.
但是更大的是神的祝福。
But there's more. Which is a blessing from the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
好，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we want thank you.
我们感谢你借着这段经文，借着门徒们的顺服，让我们看到你要他们所经历的。
We thank you by these passages through the obedience of the disciples. We know that you want them to experience your grace.
那门徒们已经见证了主耶稣基督很多的神迹。
The disciples has seen many miracle signs from the Lord.
就像我们一样，我们在我们的生活当中、生命当中已经见证了、经历了很多很多神的恩典。
Just like us, we have experienced many grace blessings from the Lord.
但是我们和门徒们一样，都是人，我们都也是软弱的。
We are still weak, just like disciples.
我们心里面仍然会有担忧。
And we have worry.
我们心里面仍然会有疑虑。
And we have we also have doubts.
但是我们感谢神，我们知道，当我们顺服你，当我们顺服你的时候，虽然我们会进入到风浪当中，但是我们知道神你与我们同在。
But we know that when we are obedient, that you will be with us.
就像你当年与门徒们在船上一样，今天你也同样与我们明州国语教会的弟兄姐妹同在。
Just as you were with the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, and you will be with us today with MMCC.
因为有你的同在，我们就不必惧怕。
Because of your presence, we fear no more.
因为有你的同在，我们就知道神你要在我们当中去行奇事的时候，让我们心里面所有的疑虑和惧怕被对神你的敬畏所取代。
Because of your presence, so that the fear that we have in our trial and tribulation, that we can replace by the fear of the Lord.
我们就为神，你要在 MCC 教会，在明州国语教会将行的大事和美事来向神你献上感谢。
We want to thank you for the great things you would have in our ministry.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the Lord's